And now we go to San Diego, where House Republicans held their hearing today. As we mentioned, this one was all about border security and the worry that illegal immigrants aren't the only ones who have easy access to the U.S. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us now from San Diego, where she's been listening to the testimony. And Carrie, this has been a very combative issue here in Washington. Was the tone equally contentious there?
It was. Right off the bat, the Republicans wanted to make it clear that the immigration debate must focus on border security, and that's what their House bill is all about. To that, their first witness up was the head of the San Diego Border Patrol sector. The hearing is being held in one of the various stations. I don't know if you can hear the helicopter taking off and landing around me. They're practicing out here in the field. But the Border Patrol chief was asked about, you know, how security along the border, and can terrorists come across, and have they come across from Mexico? He told a lot, testified a lot about the criminal cartels that do bring illegal immigrants over the border. They also traffic in drugs, and he said any other contraband that they can bring over.
We've got some tape, Carrie, from someone else who testified, Sheriff Rick Flores from Webb County, Texas. He told the panel that the border is so wide open that his deputies routinely encounter paramilitary squads that work for Mexican drug dealers. Let's listen to Sheriff Flores.
You will see firsthand that we are having gunfights lasting 2 hours right across our border, and the police nor the military respond to be able to stop that siege. What is that telling you?
Carrie, how did that square with what you heard from other law enforcement people who testified today?
We heard from two other sheriffs, L.A. County Sheriff and San Diego County Sheriff. They mostly talked about the financial burden that they have from illegal immigrant criminals that are in their jails. In L.A. County, it's 25% of the immigrant population, the jail population, are illegal immigrants. But Democrats on the panel seized that opportunity to talk about how the Bush administration has several times zeroed out reimbursement funding to cities for the cost of incarcerating illegal immigrants. You know, Sheriff Baca from L.A. had some, you know, some of his testimony helped the Republicans here, and some of his answers were a little more nuanced. One time he took the opportunity to talk about how if immigrant labor ended in the U.S., food prices would go up and so would consumer goods, and he was booed by the audience. And one Republican on the panel applauded him for being a Renaissance man but asked him to limit his comments to law enforcement.
The Republicans and the Democrats approach this from sort of very different places. Were they able to stack the decks in terms of who they called to testify? Did you hear dissenting voices?
Most of those dissenting voices were strictly from the Democrats, and the way they posed their questions, they really wanted to highlight that if there is a breakdown in security along the border, it's the fault of the Republicans who control the Congress and the presidency. But, you know, outside of the hearing room, down the street, there was a crowd of immigrant rights advocates that to say a few words. They had a mariachi band there. They even had some religious leaders leading. They also put up 3,000 crosses in honor of or memory of the 3,000 illegal immigrants that have died trying to cross the border legally.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from San Diego.